Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Brian Billick coming up in about 20 minutes here. Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. You guys, again, can read the Jason Lockenfora post about Mike Vrabel's candidacy around the NFL, maybe in Cleveland, and what that could mean for Kevin Stefanski, at Nick Wilson Says, as we spent the first couple segments talking about that. We'll get back to that later in the show, maybe ask a guest or two about it as well. But it's time for Quick Hits. And JP, we get started with college basketball is back, but UConn's Dan Hurley isn't the only college basketball figure exploding in anger. Cleveland's own and Fox College basketball analyst and play-by-play man John Fanta met force with force on Twitter Spaces on a convo when a listener challenged him earlier this week.
I've seen the media bias in Xavier's favor for the last several years, and now
they've been a better program. They've kicked Cincinnati's butt. They've been a better program by a wide margin. Frankly, Cincinnati, we've been waiting for this version of Cincinnati. Cincinnati's been their butts have been kicked. You're using the past
credit.
Couple years. No. You're using the past couple years. That's your argument? Xavier's been better than Cincinnati in every facet. There's a media bias. I go off score. The scores of the game were Xavier over Cincinnati. Want to add, tell me about how I feel about stuff. I don't lose sleep over where I rank a team. I lose sleep over whether I took the trash out on time, whether I picked up the right groceries for my wife, if I'm taking care of her right now, and the Cleveland Browns. I didn't lose any sleep over them, Adam, but I might lose sleep because of you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Johnny. Go Browns.
No, you don't get to salvage the call. Kyle, go ahead.
All right. Did John Fanta go too far?
Never. Not so. No such thing. I love unhinged Fanta.
I do too. I think you should have just let him end the call on a night note. He tried to end it on a go Browns. No.
99.9% of people would have been like, all right, maybe I lost my cool there. All right, go ahead. He's like, no, you're not salvaging this.
I mean, John is too successful this. He could be our Mad Dog Russo. We could just call him up once a week and just be like, what really pisses you off right now? And he could just go, yeah, da, 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 da. That's basically my Chris Mad Dog
also,
Russo.
What are the wrong groceries that he's picking up? He's like, I'm concerned about picking up the right groceries. What are the wrong groceries?
Also, here's the thing. If you don't put the trash out, you don't put the trash out on time. It's okay.
No, that's a pain, though.
It comes again next week.
I got no room. If I fill it up, I fill it up in a week.
That's why you got to have a transfer station like us down in Wadsworth. Yeah.
A transfer station?
Yeah, like if you have too much trash, you can just take it down to where they like take the trash out.
That would involve me taking the trash out of my dumpster, then to go ahead and transport it to the transfer station.
Well, no, this is the overflow. I just throw it in the back of my truck, and my daughter Izzy loves going with me. Then we throw the trash into like the compactor. A lot of fun.
Yeah, maybe for you.
I live a better life.
Omaha!
Again, that's all your own opinion, and that's fine. Baker Mayfield is suing his father's companies, which is run by his dad and his brother, for $11.7 million in a settlement agreement here. He gave the money to his dad and the company. They then had settled the lawsuit. They agreed to make the payments. His dad and his brother have They paid nothing is the point here. At what point would you sue your own blood for money recouped?
Probably about $11.4 million.
Okay, so you're right. You're right in line with it. It's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I felt so bad for Baker because, again, like it was taken, at least according to the lawsuit, it was taken without his knowledge. So his money literally stolen from him by family. He had to sue to get it back, and then his family agreed to pay back and then never started doing it. Like, that's a level of dishonesty. There are, like, four violations of honesty with family. Like, and the absolute worst thing, sometimes it's the best thing for you, is to have to cut off family. I just want to give Baker, like, a big bro hug. Like, man, I'm sorry. There's just no way to polish this one.
I mean, cutting off your dad, cutting off your brother. Like, you become successful so you can prop up those people, right? Like,
Have you ever been estranged? Have you ever cut somebody out for like a small amount of time?
No, it's not me.
Yeah, there was a year I didn't talk to my sister.
Yeah, it's not me.
It crossed a line with my wife, and it was rough. Now I think I
problem solve. I get down to the bottom of it, even if it gets ugly.
Yeah,
I got to.
My problem solving is I'm going to tell you exactly what I think, and then I'm going to tell you I'm not talking to you for a while, and then you'll be lucky when I talk back to you again.
Oh, yeah, I don't work that way. I work in the way of I won't be able to sleep until I get this right. Like, I can't go to sleep without getting something right. So like I have to make sure we're cool. If I think there's a problem, I freak out.
For me, it's more I can't go to sleep if I feel like somebody I love who I feel protective of, for instance, my wife, If I feel like she's not taken care of and made whole, that's when I have. My sister and I have never had a better relationship, so we're doing great now.
Well, after she stole $11 million from you, I mean, it's nice that you guys could rebound.
I just really would have loved to have $1 million. Omaha. We haven't even watched the 12-team college football playoff yet, and there are already complaints. Way too many damn complaints, by the way. But Fox Sports college football analyst Joel Klatt tweeting out earlier this week that giving conference champions the bye regardless of ranking makes the fifth seed more attractive than the one seed. He argued for receding after the first round so the number one seed gets the most favorable of all the matchups. Is he on to something or is he on drugs?
No, he's on to something. It's something I can't wait to ask Pete Futek about because Pete's always on the cutting edge of this type of stuff. When you look at the actual path, and I looked at it last night, why is it that the bracket's set up as of right now where you'd rather be Ohio State than you would be Oregon?
You wouldn't.
In this iteration, the Buckeyes are on a collision course to face Oregon in the semis, and if you look at it, Oregon would be taking on Georgia in the second round, might not even make it to Ohio State. Ohio State is a much easier path as the five seed.
I disagree. I think he's on drugs. I think complaining about this like ahead of time is wild. It's almost as bad.
Well, it's not,
as coming
it's not
up with
actually end up being this, and maybe that's the problem with complaining.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
About it. Is that the problem? That's not going to actually end up being it?
It's like coming up with an abstract SEC hypothetical where they somehow get jobbed in this process when all they are is a bunch of three-loss teams. Like, stop trying to defend the SEC. It's a down year for the conference. That's fine, but we don't have to bend the parameters because this is the one time in 30 years where the conference sucks. Felt good. Felt very good.
Yeah, I just think you're wrong here because Ohio State takes on Boise State, where Georgia then takes on Oregon. So Oregon as the one seed has to match up with Georgia, while Ohio State gets Boise State. Like, it's just not. It's a million times harder for Oregon.
Coincidentally, I also think you're wrong.
That's how that works. Omaha! Oh, I can't wait to see what Pete Futek thinks about that one later on.
All right. Spicy meatball.
Blake Snell, has agreed to a five-year deal with the Dodgers. Snell posted a photo of himself in the Dodgers uniform on Instagram, and now we have all the details, the financials, everything set with this. The rotation for the Dodgers is going to get unreal. Ohtani or no Ohtani, it's going to look pretty intense here, Nick. The rich get richer.
Yeah, I'm very surprised. I thought baseball was fair and balanced. Do you know why this actually? No, do you actually know why this might actually lead
to
change?
182 million for those keeping score at home.
I've been working on this. I've been espousing this theory for a minute.
Yeah.
The New York Yankees, the Dodgers, the Red Sox, the Mets, they don't care when it's 7 against 23. They don't. And usually it's actually about 10 against 20. It's 10 haves and 20 have-nots. Now there's levels within the haves that are starting to, like, the Yankees are not accustomed to being a have-not within the haves. And I think when you start to get to the Mets and the Yankees, when more teams, when the Dodgers are the anomaly and more teams of the alleged haves or have-nots, I think that could actually, like, produce some sort of meaningful change, especially as baseball TV contracts start to peter out and look in a different way.
Well, it's all about the TV contracts, and the Dodgers have the last great local TV contract. But if you look at the rotation, and hell, I don't know, does this take them? This doesn't even take them out of the Juan Soto sweepstakes.
No, it doesn't.
And which
again,
is wild.
Like that, you need the super team of all super teams, and it might get you the change you want. The problem is, it could be a five-year period where the Dodgers are the only thing close to winning a title because they have Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Juan Soto, Blake Snell, Glasnow. I mean, everybody else under the sun.
Yeah, the rotation right now would be Snell, Ohtani, Yamamoto, Glasnow. And then you go from there. Dustin May thrown in the mix, too.
I mean, a bunch of scrubs after those first seven starters who are Cy Young guys.
Omaha!
A big week for Sooners coach Brent Venables as his team put a whooping on Alabama. Might have saved his job.
Alabama!
24-3 in Norman. And then, according to the coach himself, him and his daughter spent $94 at a popular Mexican fast food joint who we're not going to give free advertising
wait,
to.
Wait, him and his daughter spent $94? Is that what you said?
Yes. And you know exactly the popular Mexican fast food, what?
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, because Mac was giving me a look.
It gets expensive. Mac just gives looks to people. It's okay. He's trying to keep you in check.
Does that number sound right to you?
No.
I don't know how many daughters he has.
I don't know how it's possible. Now, remember, what was the challenge previously with this this establishment? It was like, can you spend $25? There's some politician or someone that spent $25 on a Taco Bell order? Dump it. I couldn't make it through the segment.
Yes.
Couldn't make it through.
Yeah,
I found myself easily doing that.
Wait. It's Brent Venables and two. So basically, Brent Venables went full fat ass, and his daughters were just in the car. I've done this. There's no shame here. I'm going to order a lot of food for everyone, and I am everyone. Also, girls, here's a cheesy gordita crunch. Here's yours. Here's all of mine.
Do you look at the cost of the menu when you go, or do you just order?
Depends. If it's fast food, though, Daddy just orders.
You just order.
Yeah.
That's how I know you're doing well in life. Yeah. When you just roll up just order, that's how I know you're doing well.
When I do that at a high-end restaurant, I still get the cold sweats. When I sit down at a steak joint and I'm like, price.
Spoiler alert,
what
though.
Means.
The fast food restaurants are just as expensive as the actual restaurants these days.
No, sir. No, $94 is the run of a good steak. At like a high end joint.
High end is different than just regular restaurants, though. Fast food restaurants have never been more expensive than they are right now.
It's pretty ridiculous. Make fast food faster and cheaper again.
Got to use the apps.
But
the apps are key there.
Also, very edible. We don't want it to be less edible. We like the level of edible it is right now. Brian Billick, former Super Bowl winning coach, joins us next. We'll get his thoughts on are the Chiefs for certain to repeat this year. We'll also get his thoughts on the Stefanski might be tired of Cleveland thing next on 92.3 The Fan.